What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise you, love you, thank you for your spirit, for this place. Glory to your name, my God and King. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Let's sing chorus number 180, Jesus be the Lord of all. 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 Kingdoms of my heart. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Kingdoms of my heart. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Kingdoms of my heart. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Kingdoms of my heart. Love you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Let's sing chorus number 225, Make Me What I Ought to Be.
Make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Lift my soul up higher till that face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Lift my soul up higher till that face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like thee. Lift my soul up higher till that face I see. Make me what I ought to be. I am standing upon the rock. Its firm foundation that cannot fall. My soul does trust him. I have all confidence, for I am standing upon the rock. I am standing upon the rock. Its firm foundation that cannot fall. My soul does trust him. I have all confidence, for I am standing upon the rock. I am standing upon the rock. Its firm foundation that cannot fall. My soul does trust him. I have all confidence, for I am standing upon the rock. I am standing upon the rock. Its firm foundation that cannot fall. My soul does trust him. I have all confidence, for I am standing upon the rock.
I worship you. I praise you, my God and King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory, glory, and honor, praise. Love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Praise you.
Let's sing chorus number 255, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, my God.
Praise God. John has a special for us tonight.
Praise God. I just also wanted to give him my thanks today for just for always being there for us and for knowing what we need. That it was so wonderful being able to gather together yesterday at our house and just to be surrounded by brothers and sisters and have a time that was so full of his peace and his joy, and you could just feel his spirit. And I also, as I was thinking this week about Maria and Ryan and some of the folks in our family that are hurting so badly, just I just wanted to thank him for being there with us in that time as well, and being a place where we can find some peace and that knowledge that he's there with us. The song I'm going to sing tonight is A Living Prayer by Alison Krauss, and just ask you to worship along and just lift up our brothers and sisters that are hurting right now.
In this world I walk alone, with no place to call my home. But there is one who holds my hand, the rugged road through barren lands. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside me there. In your love I find release, a haven from all unbelief. Take my God to thee. In these trials of life I find a still small voice inside my mind. He comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from all unbelief. Take my God to thee. In your love I find release, a haven from all unbelief. Take my life and let me be. My God to thee, take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God to thee, a living prayer, my God to thee.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and Jesus, honor, glory. Worship. Love you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sing chorus number 240. Oh, the way of the cross leads home. Oh, the way of the cross leads home. Yes, the way of the cross leads home.
It's sweet to know as I onward go that the way of the cross leads home. Oh, the way of the cross leads home. Yes, the way of the cross leads home. It's sweet to know as I onward go that the way of the cross leads home. Oh, the way of the cross leads home. Yes, the way of the cross leads home. It's sweet to know as I onward go that the way of the cross leads home. I am drinking from the springs of living water. Happy now my soul is satisfied. And I'm drinking from the springs of living water. How wonderful the bountiful supply. And I'm drinking from the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. And I'm drinking from the springs of living water. How wonderful the bountiful supply. And I'm drinking from the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. And I'm drinking from the springs of living water. How wonderful the bountiful supply. Sweet honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock. Oh, it tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it tastes like honey in the rock. Sweet honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock. Oh, it tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it tastes like honey in the rock. Sweet honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock. Oh, it tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it tastes like honey in the rock. Glory, honor, praise to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, my God and King. Hallelujah. Love you, worship and adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise him. You may be seated. Praise. Let's sing our last chorus tonight before we hear from the Word of God. Chorus number 301, Think About His Love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as heaven's above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. above. So great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as heaven's above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
To the Lord Almighty, glory, honor, and praise to You, Lord. Love You, worship You, my God and King. Bless Your name. Thank You, my God and King. Praise God. Will you stand with me tonight for the Word of God?
All right, praise God. Are you all happy to be here tonight? Amen. Think about His love. Felt so good after being on a kind of a whirlwind tour. I was gone for just 4 days, but traveled to multiple states, and getting home about 10 o'clock this morning, and walking in here and just feeling God's Spirit, feeling His love, and then once the music started, feeling the power of God. It's always humbling to be in God's presence and with God's family. We have a few announcements before we get started today. Please keep Paul and Paul Matil in your prayers. He's at home with a bit of a cold. Also, please keep Randy and Therese in your prayers, as Therese, I believe, is still in the ICU. And our prayers and thoughts and love need to be with them constantly, that God would have His perfect will. Also, as many of you know, Ryan Tony, his wife Maria, passed away just recently, and there will be a memorial service for her. It will be at, I believe John figured this out for me, it'll be at 5 a.m. our time on Friday, September 16th, and the names of the cities in here are in Iceland are here, but I'm not going to be able to pronounce them correctly. If you would like more information, please contact myself or Emily. Also, Ryan Tony has shared this RSVP link on his Facebook page. You can find also the link on Emily and Amy's page as well. Please keep them in your prayers and thoughts. This is going to be a very difficult time for both of their families and a very heavy time. And we know that God can touch and move in many different ways, and that He can heal, and He can take our pains and all of our sorrows and take them away. So please keep them in your constant prayers. As I said, it's very good to be here. As much as I travel and I'm constantly gone, it never ceases to amaze me and surprise me just the stark difference between traveling and being amongst the world and interacting the way I have to in business, and then I come home and just feeling the love and the care and the concern of God's people. It should not amaze me after 41 years, but it still does. It's so good to see Mike and Liz here tonight, and being able to hug Mike before service, feeling that love that God puts between us. Thankful for that as well. The message that God gave me tonight is called Never Forget. And we hear that quite often, never forget. And it's been used in many different applications in many different ways, but if we really think about it as humans in our human mind, we forget quite a bit, don't we? There's a lot of things we forget. There's many things that I don't remember from my childhood. There's many things I don't remember from last week. And the older we get, the more difficult it is that we don't forget. But I think there's some things in this life that we'll never forget. One of those things that I will never forget is the moment I received God's Spirit. Because that is a supernatural event that is marked by His power and His love, speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. It's a time in your a moment in your life that does not compare. There's other times we don't forget, when our children are born, when we get married, when we graduate from high school, lots of other moments in our lives that we won't forget, but that moment is without compare. There's some other things, as God brought this message to me, that we should never forget. One of the things that we should never forget is who He is. Who He is. That He is the God of all. He's our Creator. He is our Master. He is the one that we have to serve. He calls us, He chooses us, and we serve Him. And I think sometimes in our life, as we get busy, as we live our day-to-day jobs and school and families, that sometimes it's easy, if we're not near Him, to forget who He is. And I would like to look today of who He is, some scriptures that remind us of who He is, also to look at what we were created for. Why did He create us, the beings that we are? Finally, what does He expect from us, and what is waiting for us? I don't think tonight that there'll be any new scriptures that you've never heard, but I believe that it's important for us to remind ourselves who He is and why we are. First scripture I'd like to go to is Exodus, the 20th chapter. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no god other, thou shalt have no other god before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, and that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, and I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And so we see the first thing He says is, who is He? He is our God. He says, I am the Lord thy God. There's nothing that we're going to do or say that's going to change that. He goes on and He says that there shall be no other God before Him. Anything that we place before Him, He does not accept that. And that we're not supposed to make anything or put anything in our lives that replaces that relationship. Right? The scripture says that we love Him with all that we are. And so He's very clear here that He wants to be our God. He created us, and we are the vessels. Let's turn to Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12. says, "Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called." And we know that this was in the Old Testament. But if you're sitting here today and you're full of the Holy Ghost, you're called, right? "Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, and I am first, and I am also the last. Mine hand also has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. All ye assembled yourselves in here, which among them has declared these things, the Lord that has loved him, he will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arms shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken, yea, I have called him, and I have brought him, and shall make his ways prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this, I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer." So we see he also not only created us and created everything else, and he's not only our God, but it says here he is our Redeemer. "Thus saith the Lord, I am the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, and I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee to go by the way that thou should go." So he's our teacher, he's our Redeemer, he's our leader. Everything that we need in life, whether it be natural or spiritual, he has for us. There's nothing that we should need, nothing that we should want, if we in fact do put him first. So we see that he is one God, he is our God. He's also the truth. You hear this all through life. What is the truth? Where is the truth? What is truth? Well, he is the truth. God is the truth. And he tells us that all through his word. Let's turn to John, the first chapter. Very familiar scripture. John, the first chapter, and starting in verse 1. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that there was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." We know that when Jesus was born, that God's Spirit was manifested in him, inside of him, and walked with him. And he was our living example of what he expects us to be. So we see here that he's the truth, he's the light, and he was an example for us. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So he understands rejection. "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of men." Is that us tonight? Amen? Do you have the power? Amen. "Even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." And we see that he gave himself as a sacrifice so we could be redeemed and that we could have his power, powers to be his sons. Not for our own use, which we'll soon see, but for God's purpose. Turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, in verse 5. "And one of the disciples, Thomas, said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. Also, from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and he sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you? Yet last hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, because there is but one God. The Spirit of God was in this man. And he saith, Then show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me and doeth his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for thy work's sake alone. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And we know that in the book of Acts, chapter 1, it said that he would leave and send us back the Comforter, which would give us this power to work for God and to do these great works and even greater. So we see here that he is the way, the life, and the truth. There is no other. Another scripture says, if you try to come any other way than that which is his way, then you're the same as a thief or a robber. We see that he's our Redeemer and our Savior. We know that we're born into sin, and that by one man, Adam, came sin, but that by one man, Jesus, that sin can be overcome, and that we receive his Holy Ghost that he died for, which redeems us back to him. Titus, the second chapter. Have my normal Bible again today. Titus, the second chapter, verse 11. It says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so we see that not only did he come and live the perfect example for us, he died for us. He knows through the life that he walked in the flesh, everything that we also feel. He created us. He put those feelings into us. He understands all the things that we suffer, all the things that would bring us to perfection. And so let us never forget who he is, the reverence that we should give him, the respect. Behold the goodness and the severity of our God. So what about us? What is our part? What did he create us for? Let's turn to Joshua, the 24th chapter. Very familiar scripture. But I think Joshua says it here very perfectly about how he feels about God and what he was created for. Joshua 24. Joshua 24, and starting in verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. In sincerity. And in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day which ye shall serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as far as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And verse 16 says, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. And so we see that our purpose here is to serve the Lord, not to seek our own desires. Rick sang a song tonight that said, seek ye the truth and his righteousness, which is a scripture in Matthew. That's our job, is to seek the truth and his righteousness and to serve him. Psalms, the 26th chapter. Psalms chapter 26. Starting in verse 8. Psalms 26:8 says, be good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in the judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as to keep his covenant and his testimonies. And we've learned many times that a covenant takes two, right? It takes two entities. A covenant is two people making an agreement, two people, or two entities saying, if you do this, I will do this, right? We think of marriage as a covenant, two people making a promise. And in this case, the covenant is God told us that he would never leave us or forsake us, and that he would give us his spirit, and that our part is to serve him and obey him. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as to keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. And it continues on, but we see here that our job is to walk upright and to, as I think Michelle was testifying tonight, to be a light unto others. So first, we serve God with all we are. We don't waver in that. We separate ourselves from that would be ungodly. And then we see here that we walk upright. Why? For his name's sake, right? For his glory. That's our job. Let's turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 5. So what are we supposed to be? I think this is a very clear description of what God wants. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So there's another scripture that says that when we are what we should be, when we're full of his spirit, when we're serving him and pleasing him, it says that our lives go up as a sweet smelling savor that pleases him, that we're supposed to be holy because he is holy. Don't we want to please God? When he looks down, don't we want him to be able to say, that's my son, that's my daughter, in which I am well pleased? Amen. Let's turn to Luke, the 4th chapter. You know, in studying this today, I never put these two scriptures together, but when you do, it's absolutely beautiful. And I want you to think about, for those who have received the Holy Ghost, before I read this scripture, I want you to think about your life for a moment and where you were at and how you felt and how you wanted something better. And then someone told you about God's Spirit and about a different life. and you are here today. In Luke, the fourth chapter, in verse 18. Now, they're referring back to an Old Testament scripture, which we'll look at in a moment, but just think about this scripture as I read it. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, and set liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Did any of those words explain you before you received God's Spirit? I found myself in there. I was a brokenhearted. And someone brought this gospel. Someone was not afraid to preach this gospel to me. And it changed my life. Amen. If you want to write down, I'm not going to go back and read it right now, but write down Isaiah 61:1, and you'll see the reference to what Jesus was speaking here in the Old Testament. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14. And I'll go back to Michelle's testimony tonight about those that are without, that see us when we're in the public and what we're doing. And are they going to see this light? That's our purpose. That's why we're here. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Do we have any trees in front of us? Do we have any bushes? Is our light on the highest point of the hill for all to see? Verse 15, "Neither do men light a candle and put under it a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So why are we here? We're here to serve God, to tell others, and to glorify him, to bring him glory in all that we do and all that we are. So what is our reward? Well, if it was only in this life, it would be enough. Because a few weeks ago, I was here and I taught on how the peace and the joy and the righteousness is a package deal. When we receive God's Spirit, we receive his peace, peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable, and not our righteousness, but his righteousness. We receive direction, we receive a purpose. We don't have to wonder what truth is anymore. All of this comes with our obedience, with us following the gospel, repenting, turning away from sin, being baptized in Jesus' name, receiving the gift of that amazing Holy Ghost, which forever changes our life. And then once we receive that Holy Ghost, being the light, serving him, making him first in our life, and then loving each other the way he loved us. But even beyond this, we have promises in the next life. In Matthew, he said that his Father had built many mansions. If it wasn't true, he would not tell us that. We have a home waiting for us. It's described in the book of Revelations with natural words as much as it could be described. But let's turn to 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter. We know that should our lives end before his coming, and we are where we should be, that there's a place for us. But in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, it describes what will take place while we're still here. 1 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now that I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. That's the reason why he gives us his spirit and the ability to change. He gives us his word and the truth and the power that was mentioned earlier, that we can overcome this natural, that this natural would die daily. Verse 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And so there is a promise of us leaving this place and going to a much better place. In the book of Revelations, he says that he'll wipe away all tears, and there'll be no more sadness, and that we shall forever be with the Lord. Is that what we want? It's what I want more than anything. My last scripture, I know I'm a little short tonight in more than one way. But let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. There's a lot of things in this life that if we don't stay near to God, we can allow, and I do say the word allow, to take our joy away, because nothing can take our joy away unless we let it. If we put ourselves into a place where we're not under those wings of God. What does he say? Draw near, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you, right? Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 35. I chose this scripture for last because I really want each one of us to think about it all week as we go out there. Because God cannot lie. This is his word, and he tells us the truth no matter what comes at us. Verse 35, Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But Paul says in verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe that tonight? Are you more than conquerors? Right? There's no reason for us, as it says in Hebrews, for our arms to hang down and our heads to be down. We are more than conquerors. We are the children of God. Amen? Rick?
To come and find a place in prayer. This altar's open tonight. Let him reach you, show you. He has all the tools. He understands. Let him wrap you up with his comfort, with his love. Let him work in your life and fill you or show you the way. Won't you just reach to him and depend on him tonight? And again, we invite you to find that place of prayer. Let him pour out his spirit. Let him show you, teach you. This altar's open tonight. Won't you come?
Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. Let your spirit move. through me, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am. Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am. Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Want to live the way He wants me to live. Want to give until there's just no more to give. Want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Want to live the way He wants me to live. Want to give until there's just no more to give. Want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Want to live the way He wants me to live. Want to give until there's just no more to give. Want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Want to live the way He wants me to live. Want to give until there's just no more to give. Want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. He's everything, He's everything to me. He's everything, He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything, He's everything to me. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord. For He gives the confidence that this world doesn't know. He's the Lord of all creation. Whatever the situation, I'm glad, for my hope's in the Lord. I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord. For He gives confidence that this world doesn't know. He's the Lord of all creation. Whatever the situation, I'm glad, for my hope's in the Lord. I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord. For He gives confidence that this world doesn't know. He's the Lord of all creation. Whatever the situation, I'm glad, for my hope's in the Lord.